from the Twitter Hall of Fame. Well, maybe there should be one. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, my name is Steve Heiser. Now, I don't know if you've heard of this Twitter thing yet, but trust me, I think it might catch on. With me today is Christy Day, who, among other things, handles our Twitter account. Christy, welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Thanks for having me.
In fact, I should say welcome back to Red Belly Radio. You actually had the pleasure of interviewing me after my little bout with the swine flu, or H1N1, as the pork industry likes to call it.
Yes.
Now, Christy, when you were young, did your parents go around and brag that their daughter was going to grow up to be an award-winning Twitterer?
No, I still have trouble explaining to my parents what I do for a living. So, no, they had no idea. They probably knew I was going to be pretty chatty in one way or another. And I think the online world has worked out okay.
But it's odd that my mother predicted I was going to be a podcaster all those many years
ago. Wow.
Even before the iPod was invented. No, she has no idea what I do either. Now, Twitter, well, let's give a quick little primer. People may not know what Twitter is. Mm-hmm. For the one person listening that doesn't know what it is, what is it?
Twitter is a microblogging tool. So 140 characters that you can tell people that follow you, that subscribe to get your updates, what it is you're doing. So from Southwest Air, we tweet about weather updates. We tweet about special fares and promotions, big news. Just it really varies. Just now I Twittered that I was on my way down here to do this interview. So it really just varies day by day. But
see, you've jumped ahead like seven questions.
I'm sorry.
I was going to ask if you're going to Twitter this. So, yes, you already have.
Yes.
For an individual, you might Twitter, I'm going to a movie. Mm-hmm. And your group of friends might, oh, I'd like to go too, or
yeah,
whatever. But for a business, there's any number of applications.
Exactly.
And we as an airline provide information to our customers. How many other airlines do this?
There's a lot of other carriers that have jumped on board to do it. JetBlue actually hit 1 million followers a few months ago, and now we are hitting that mark. But, you know, almost all major carriers now have a Twitter like profile in some way, shape, or form. We're all using it a little bit differently. So other carriers have done, you know, special fares. Some use it strictly for customer service and operational updates. But for us, we kind of use it for all of the above.
Okay. So what might we tweet about here at Southwest?
So it really varies. We do a lot of fun promotions. We have given away a ton of trips to cool cities. For our New York opening, we actually sent a bunch of Baltimore area Twitter followers up to New York for the weekend on us. So that was kind of
nice.
Cool. And, you know, just fun things like that all the time. Sometimes it's trivia. Sometimes we share news and weather and operational updates. So I think for us, part of our success has been that we're not locked down into doing one certain thing. Our company really gives us a lot of freedom to be flexible.
How would somebody follow Southwest?
If you are on Twitter already, you can just do a simple search for Southwest Air. That will just show up with our profile, and you just hit follow Southwest Air. If you're not on Twitter and you are interested in setting up a profile, just go to twitter.com and you'll set up a profile. It's a pretty short, easy profile to set up. It's not real extensive,
yeah,
so you don't have to provide a bunch of stuff. And then once you have your profile set up, just go to the search bar and search for Southwest Air and you'll find our profile.
Well, we must have dozens of followers.
We are actually... Is that a trick question? We are actually hitting 1 million followers this week, so I'm pumped. I've been waiting for this day since I've been managing the account.
Christy's not here because we have a Twitter account, and she Twitters really well, and it's really well respected in the industry. It's because we're hitting 1 million followers.
Yeah, it's a great milestone. And, you know, those 1 million followers just represents a small sample of the millions of customers that we carry each year. So it's great to be this in touch with our customers and be able to have this one-on-one conversation or one-on-a-million conversation with a lot of them. So it's been a cool opportunity.
Now, I can, going back several, a number of months now, I can think of what had to have been the first ever TwitCom, like a sitcom. Explain how that worked.
Yes.
I know how it worked on my end, but how did it work on the Twitter end?
With the TwitCom, we had come across some tickets that we had available to give away to customers, however we wanted to give them away, to the Nashville Film Festival. So we were trying to come up with a cool contest, some clever way of giving away these tickets. And so we thought, well, what if we asked our Twitter followers to write a screenplay? Once they've finished writing the screenplay, we'll take the best lines and make them into what we were calling a TwitCom. starring your favorite Southwest Airlines bloggers.
No Jerry Seinfeld here.
No. So it was a lot of fun. And our customers and our followers really, you know, answered the call of duty and sent us a ton of funny tweets, kind of going off of the template that we had given them. We had given them certain characters and kind of a starter storyline, and they filled in the blanks. And as a result, you have some of the best acting you will see on YouTube.
Well, we took that script and made a video of it. And it lives in infamy, I guess, out there.
It's pretty awesome.
Out on the blog, you can see that.
But I've since heard of people doing, you know, operas that are crowdsourced, and, you know, major plays that are crowdsourced. And it's just kind of a cool concept.
Well, I realize this recording will kind of live on our blog for hopefully many years. What are some of the trending topics going on right now?
Oh, trending topics right now are kind of funny. You know, they really have been based all weekend about football.
Oh, well.
You know, so.
Tis
the season for football. So football's been huge right now. Any kind of major news event you'll see pop into a trending topic. A certain little college based here in Fort Worth was a trending topic for a few days when they did really, really well at their bowl game. Yeah, that would be the Horned Frogs. And they were a trending topic, which to me kind of hit a special place because at Southwest, we've never been a trending topic. Southwest Airlines has never trended. So when I saw my college trending, and that was very significant. I knew how important that was. But, you know, it varies.
Yeah, and I'm the one wearing purple today.
Yes, he is. but the trending topics really vary. Any kind of movie that's released, it's interesting to see. And that's how I get a lot of my news, actually.
I didn't think of it at the time, but somebody told me the next day, I think it was election night, was a huge Twitter thing. And it sounded like a really interesting thing to do, just to get little snippets of people's opinions.
Yeah, I guarantee American Idol starts tonight, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it's this week.
Yeah, that'll be a trending topic on Twitter. And it's kind of fun to follow those conversations, you know, that are taking
like
place.
Without Paula.
Yeah, and just to see, like, by the minute, people giving feedback on the show, you know, so it almost makes it better to watch it live. I know when 24 starts next week, I will be watching it live just because I want to follow it on Twitter.
That's advertisers should get together and get people to watch things live.
Yeah, so well, I know actually Glee, I'm a huge Glee fan too, and a lot of folks, they did, I think, test out doing some live tweets at the bottom of the show, during the show, and I don't think it was received really well, so I think it was kind of distracting, but I love following tweets with live events. It's a lot
both
of fun.
Both of us are Glee fans. you know what I was trying to say. Let's see. So I already asked you, will you be tweeting about this podcast?
Done.
It's already done, and you'll probably do it again, hopefully.
Yes.
Now, earlier I said, you know, you do other things, but I guess most of the time, day in and day out, anybody receiving a tweet from you, a tweet is a single Twitter, I'm explaining this to that one person that doesn't know. Okay.
Message. Yeah.
So, message. So day in and day out, if you're getting tweets from Southwest Airlines, it's probably you. Right?
Most likely.
But there's also, you have helpers, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there are lots of folks in our communications department that tweet on their own personal basis anyway. So a lot of folks know how to use the channel. If I'm on vacation or want to take a day off.
Or want to go to a bowl game.
Or want to go to the TCU bowl game. There are folks that can step in and take over for me. So generally, it's me. I'm the primary manager of the account. But I have backups too.
That's a lowercase M.
I know. Very lowercase. But no, it's fun. It's kind of a 24-hour job that I'm responsible for.
Well, if you weren't doing this for Southwest Airlines, you'd still be doing it in your personal life,
absolutely.
I'm guessing.
Absolutely. It's a lifestyle, and I think it's a lifestyle that, you know, fits some better than others, but I'm very public, you know, not too shy of a person, so it fits me.
Well, Christy, you've put a ton of work into this Twitter account over the last, how long have you been doing it? A couple of years?
A year and a half.
That's all, year and a half? Year and a half, so that's roughly, what, 70,000 or so followers a month?
Wow. Yeah.
Did I do that right off the top of my head?
I'm not quite sure.
Check my math on that one, will you? The math-checking department of Red Belly Radio will get right on that. But congratulations, 1 million followers. That's fantastic.
Thanks. Yeah, the account has been around since July of 2007, and I started managing it in 2008. So it's been a fun job. I enjoy it. Send me some good tweets. Don't complain about anything.
Well, I'd say, do you have any ideas for a podcast for Red Belly? I guess we could ask the Twitterers.
Yeah. Ooh,
do they have any suggestions for episodes of Red Belly Radio?
Yeah, that's a great idea. We'll do that this week. Right now. I'm doing it right now.
She's pulling out her phone. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The Twittering community has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices. unless you're Twittering.